Father, we thank and praise you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to look at some of the parables of Jesus and some of the hard sayings of Jesus. It's not easy sometimes understanding. But if we say, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to me as I read these scriptures and I look at these parables, I want to understand. And I ask that the Holy Spirit will teach me and show me. And I can assure you that he will. Jesus said, when I go, I will send one greater than I. The Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, will come alongside, always speaking truth about me. And we think about that. Well, we got a conscience. We got a little guy on this side, and we got the Holy Spirit over here on this side. How can you discern? How can you tell? You can always tell if the Spirit is teaching you about Jesus, about the things that he taught. He would never tell you to do something that is totally contrary to the Word of God. That's how you can discern. Because the devil will play tricks on your mind, but he can't read your mind. But the Holy Spirit will minister to you and show you the light, the truth. Everybody has access to the Holy Spirit. Come into my life and be Lord over it. And Holy Spirit, teach me. If you've never made that decision for Christ, that you just take a moment and say, Lord, if you're everything that they say that you are, then I want to be a Christian. Because if you're everything that they say that you are, I want you to have you in my heart also. One moment at a time, you can walk this path with Jesus in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He's all the same. He just reveals himself to us in a special way through the Holy Spirit. Or just made that commitment. Living a Christian life, trying to do the best that you can. But sometimes we get off track. Even I get off track. I have to stop and repent and say, whoa, Lord, I need a recommitment. I need you to come back into my life and give me some direction. We're looking for a church home. This is a precious little fellowship here. People that love each other and care for one another and always willing to share the truth of the gospel. It's a wonderful little church. Not a perfect church, but a wonderful little church that's full of God's love. We invite you to be a part of it. And we give God the glory this morning.